You are listening to WMNH 95.3.
The commander, to the supreme leader, Mezzo coming down.
Welcome, everybody. Here we go. Happy Thursday. It is Matt Connerton Unleashed, and we are live from the studios of WMNH 95.3 FM in glorious downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. Also on Comcast, Channel 6 if you're in Manchester. And hello to all of our online listeners across the nation and around the globe. You can go to my website, mattconnerton.com, for all of your live streaming options, social media links, contact info, show archives, etc., etc. Today is Thursday, October 5th. 2023. So nice to have you all with me. By the way, opened with a couple of tracks today from the band DC Wolves, because Dan Cahill from DC Wolves is going to be Skyping in today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, of course, for those of you listening from other places. And really looking forward to that. They are in Connecticut. I think it's just Dan who's Skyping in. He's the founder of the band. But we'll see if anyone else is with him. But I love their sound. DC Wolves, great band. They're going to be at this year's Swarmy Fest coming up. Is it November 4th, I believe? So, wow, just about a month away. In fact, that is why, for those of you watching online, I'm wearing my Swarmy Fest shirt from last year. So I love this shirt. And I'm sure I'll get one for this year as well. Jenny and I will be there. We will be participating, in fact, representing, and really looking forward to that. But yeah, there's going to be great bands there this year. Of course, Sepsis headlining, as always, and really looking forward to that. But DC Wolves, what a cool sound. I love this band. So I'm really looking forward to talking to Dan and whomever else might be with him today at 5 p.m. Today is the first Thursday of the month, which means that today, immediately after this show, I will be jumping on the phone and calling into the Dr. Kevin Show, as I do the first Thursday of every month from 6 to 7 p.m. That streams online on the Ohm Times Radio Network, Ohm, as in Ohm, ohmtimes.com. You can find it, and if you don't get a chance to listen live, of course, it'll be in the archive. But we do that the first Thursday of every month, and we talk about news and current events and politics. And so there's always plenty to discuss. That is for sure. And by the way, it is perfect for those of you, and you know who you are, if you get to the end of this 2-hour block of time and you say to yourself, oh my God, I need more Matt Connerton. Well, as long as you don't mind sharing me with Dr. Kevin, there is a way that you can get an extra hour of me. And I do end up doing most of the talking. It's probably the only person ever on the Dr. Kevin Show who winds up doing most of the talking, but he does kind of cede the floor to me somewhat because I'm more immersed in all things politics than he is himself. But he enjoys having me on because he enjoys the discussion. And I think this might be our friend Easy G. How about this? I think he's going to do an entertainment report, perhaps, maybe. How are you, Easy G?
Boy, I didn't know who was singing that song, but boy, that was a long song.
Well, there were two songs. I played two songs from DC Wolves.
All right.
And we're going to play more.
Never heard that band. They were pretty good. Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, they're really good. Yeah, we're going to play.
Like you have a lot of a lot of bands on the last while since I've called up before. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Jenny's doing a
Not
great
only
job.
You do a political show. You do you bring in bands, Skyping. You do live in the studio. You show a lot of pictures. So that's great.
Yeah. Well, we've always had an element of music.
It's a word to get out there, the music, you know?
That's right. Well, we've always had an element of music with musical guests, but, you know, since the start of this year, we've really tried to ramp that up, and Jenny's doing a great job with the booking. And
Adam Evers' band, they were singing in the Veterans Park a couple years ago, and they said music is meant to be heard. They said, if you don't have any money for a CD, you just come to the booth there after the show, and I'll give you a free CD.
Who was that?
And I got one.
Adam Ezra band? Is that who
Adam
said?
Adam Ezra's band, yep.
Yep. I've interviewed Adam Ezra long time. He probably doesn't even remember. It was over a decade ago, but I interviewed.
Oh, yeah, they're really doing very well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, great band. No, and it was a little bit of a long intro today because I was trying to finalize something else. I've got a hypnosis event. I need to let Peter White know this. He might be listening, but I should alert him. I haven't done this yet. On October 26th, I will not be here live, so I'll have to prepare a new best of for that day or something because I'm going to be in Providence for I'm going to hypnotize a room full of real estate agents. So that'll be fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. But yes, October 26th, I will be in Providence, Rhode Island for an event. So those corporate events are great.
I got my volume all the way up on my phone. So can you hear me better?
I can hear you fine. You sound great.
Yeah, I get the volume all the way up. I think that's the secret of hearing me better, and that way I can hear the intro to my report.
That is the secret. Just turn the volume all the way up. Turn it up to 11.
Right.
Are you a Spinal Tap fan? Turn it up to 11. These go to 11.
No, I'm not a big Spinal Tap fan.
Have you not ever seen the film This Is Spinal Tap? Is that what you're revealing to us?
I can't say I have. I've seen a lot of movies, but not that one.
What kind of an infidel has not seen This Is Spinal Tap? I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I've seen thousands of movies, but not that one.
How could you have seen thousands of movies and not one of those thousands of movies is this a Spinal Tap? Have you ever seen Purple Rain?
Funny to say that. I got a movie of the week, I got a restaurant for the week, and I got a podcast for the week.
Have you seen Purple Rain?
I haven't done it in a while, so.
Have you seen Purple Rain?
Like it's been 6 years.
Have you seen Purple Rain?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good.
Very good movie.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you've at least seen that. This is a little bit inside. I hope Pauly C is listening. Anyway, yes. So, it's been a while since we've had an April Cushman, Katie Dobbins, Amanda McCarthy report from you. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Amanda McCarthy. She was in town, and I saw her on Sunday with Tom, and I tell you, that was just awesome.
Oh, yes. So they actually...
I haven't seen them in 2 years.
So they actually...
Live in person.
So they actually went to the facility where you are currently housed, if I may
use
that
term. Yeah, we hung
out
for an hour. It was great. And then they were supposed to do a gig in Hudson, but it got canceled because of the football game, which probably shouldn't have put the football game off and had them play. But
uh-huh.
But they ended up in Massachusetts, and they ended up closing the place because the place was apparently going out. I don't remember all the details, but they ended up in Massachusetts, and they had an opportunity to sing over there, and I guess the fire guys came up. There were too many people in the building, and it was big and crazy, but that's the way they like it, I guess.
Big and crazy.
It all worked out in the end, they said.
Well, that's good.
So it was great seeing them, yeah. Mm-hmm. I put it all over my Facebook page. I put them on my people I text to, and I put it in my wallpaper. I mean, why not, right?
Did you and Tom share an extremely awkward hug?
Oh, yeah, so we did a group hug after. So wasn't that awkward at all.
You had a group hug with Amanda and Tom.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Look at you.
Yeah, I know, huh?
I bet that was something.
I saw her ring, too. At first, she came in the door, so I want to see that ring. I said, wow. Very nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's a married woman now. She's off limits now. That's all over.
That's all. I didn't know it had ever started, EZG. What are you telling us?
Well, that's running gag over the years, you know, the radio stations. If Tom wasn't around, he'd slide right in there. That's what Peter White used to say. If he's listening, he's having a good chuckle.
Huh? I didn't understand.
It was a running gag at the radio station. If Tom wasn't around, I'd slide right in there.
Oh, ooh. All right, that's definitely for Unsheathed, easy. All right, so you have an actual entertainment report for us.
Yeah, I rewrote the whole thing like a month ago. So
wow, well let me
update it a little bit.
Oh boy,
the last couple of days.
So when you wrote
the information was all like close to September because I haven't done it since August probably. Yeah,
right. We actually forgot it was a thing. So you wrote the entertainment report a month ago, but you've updated it since then, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I did. I spent like a half an hour on it.
Now, what made you decide to update it? Did you look at it and go, hey, this is from a month ago?
Yeah, everything was September. So I thought I better update this stuff.
I think that's wise. I think you've made an excellent choice. Well, I'm on I'm on pins and needles. I think I might have a circulatory issue. But it also might be I'm just very excited for your
call
report.
I know you got the entertainment coming at 5 o'clock. So.
We sure do. I'm looking for your intro here. How come I can't... Uh-oh,
it's rusty here.
File not found. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go.
He was once a thug from around the way.
Hey, good news, I hear it.
Easy.
You want to know about stock market crashes, COVID-19, drive-bys, celebrity gossip? Easy G's gotcha. Entertainment Report style.
That's why I'm easy.
Because ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
Are you ready for stock time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Yeah, I can hear my intro. It's amazing when you put the volume all the way up.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's October 5th. I know you're done with your reports. It's August. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, so EZG.
We're going to dedicate to a couple of different people here. Well, this is a shout-out to this lady, Mel Robbins. She has a podcast, so giving her a podcast of the week. You ever heard of that lady?
Who?
Mel Robbins.
Mel Robbins?
Yeah, lady, yeah.
She's a lady? She's a lady.
Podcast.
Whoa,
podcast.
Whoa. I've been to
a lot of them in the last month or
so. Got any Tom Jones in your entertainment report? Mel Robbins actually is a familiar name, but I can't quite place her.
All right. I don't think you've heard this lady either. She's a big entertainer. She's from England, of all places.
England?
You can Facebook her if you want more information. Hillary Clark.
I'm not going to Facebook her.
She's from England. You've heard of that lady?
No, what's her name?
Hillary Clark.
Hillary Clark? Is that what you said?
Clark.
Hillary
Clug.
Clug?
Yep. She plays the fiddle, she tap dances, she sings, but she's really good.
Well, when you have a name like Clug, of course you're going to play the fiddle and tap dance. And
check that out if you like. It's on Facebook, yep.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell
anyways,
you what.
Sorry.
Oh, no, please. The floor is yours, sir. Let's. Do you have any more to tell us about this Clug individual?
She's a really good-looking lady, but she's off-limits. She's married, so.
Oh, ho.
Just recently got married, too, like a year ago.
Everybody gets married, EZG, except you. You're always the...
Not really anybody. I get married once.
You're always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah, I also want to say the movie of the week, I don't know if you ever heard of this movie, it's called The Kissing Booth, exclusively on Netflix, which I found out yesterday that they're winning their prices up. No surprise. And, I've watched 1, 2, and 3, and they're probably going to make a couple more. It's a really good movie, but it's not a movie for kids under 14, but it doesn't mean they can't watch it, right?
Well, that depends, EZG. Why is it not for kids
sexual,
under 14?
Theme in there, so. But, hey, won't stop kids from watching unless the parents keep a good eye on them. But, hey, what are you going to do? And then I got some news here. The restaurant of the week, I went to there about a couple weeks ago called The Old Salt. You ever heard of that restaurant? It's around the beach area.
I don't know, but I'm worried that this computer is possessed because we were talking about demonic possession yesterday. Listen to this, EZG. Whoa, what is that?
Anyways,
this sounded like a bad
great restaurant.
Word.
I had a big fish, had a big lunch, and big dinner. I had some lunch, and then I ordered a Caesar salad for dinner later. So I highly recommend it.
I enjoy a Caesar salad. I think it's delicious. Although, I have a suspicion that if I looked up Caesar salad at UrbanDictionary.com, I would find something truly horrifying.
Yeah, and also, at the end of the report here, we're going to do Song of the Week. It's not really new now. It's been out for like 8 weeks now. April Cushman, another new song. She's rolling a new song out called Borrowed Time.
How do you choose?
So take a listen to that.
What goes into that, EZG? When you make the decision to, when you choose a song of the week, what is the criteria and what is your process for deciding on what would be a suitable song of the week?
It's one of the three ladies I like, and I got it in there.
One of the three ladies,
I think
about
a lot of songs. April's got three out. Miranda McCarthy's got a new one out called Normal, and Katie Dobbins has got another new song, Wild, which we'll probably play next week. It makes it pretty easy. Just slice and I don't even have to get their permission anymore.
Of the three of the three ladies you like, would you please put them in order for me?
Amanda first. Then it's Katie, then it's April.
Ah, gotcha.
And Jasmine Mann's up there too.
Okay. All right, very good.
All right, well, if you were looking to get over to if you're looking to go over to Creamland, unfortunately, they closed early, probably due to not enough help. Uh-huh. They are closed as of September 21st, so you have to wait till next March.
Oh, wow. They closed really early this year.
Good news, Queen City Cupcakes though, on Elm Street open year-round, so
yes.
Check them out.
And
yes.
So tasty.
All right, we got Trick or Treat coming up, and I don't have an official date, but I know it's October 31st here in Manchester. I'm pretty sure it's 6-8, but I'll have to confirm that because they don't have an official date. But if you're looking to have something fun, Trick or Treat at the ballpark from noon to 2. It's a free event, October 28th, family-themed, obviously. You might check that out. Oh, yeah, and then my church, First Church at 508 Union Street here in Manchester. It's another free event. It's a Holly Berry Fair. October 21st from 9 to 2, and they're going to have all kind of items for your Christmas and beyond. Oh, yeah, they also have a lunch counter. So if you're looking to get a couple pieces of food, like a sandwich or something, you know, have drinks available.
What kind of sandwich do you recommend?
They probably just have finger sandwiches, you know, the ones you get.
Finger sandwiches?
They're inexpensive.
That's another thing if I look it up on Urban Dictionary.
If you can't wait till Halloween, they're going to have it. They're going to have another October 27th right here in downtown, thanks to the Manchester Inkling. They have it on their post. It's 3 to 6:30, particular downtown trick-or-treat extravaganza. Treats, surprises, family, another family fun activity. Oh, I would say it's free. So come on down. It's a super fun. We haven't had one in a while because of COVID, unfortunately.
By the way, Isaac Banks in the chat room just said that Jason Fetterson is very good doing his impression of the Fonz. He is smart as ever he can be. Do you do any impressions, EZG?
No, I really don't know.
You really don't know, or you really don't?
I haven't done this update in a while. The Snow Arena.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long time since I go to this, but you want to go to Snow Arena, pay a Facebook page for ticket information, or you can call 603-644-5000, or you can go to snowarena.com.
Uh-huh.
They have a band coming around the corner. I think it's going to be a sellout before the actual event is happening pretty soon here. October 27th, Godsmack at 7:30. Are you a Godsmack fan?
So here's the thing, EZG. I have never, and by the way, for those who don't know, Godsmack, I mean, people around here know, but if you're listening online from somewhere else, you might not know. Godsmack is from here, and originally, and I'm not a fan of Sully's vocals. Other than that, I like the music, but I've just never liked his vocals. However, I have been, I was once in a band that did play a Godsmack cover. Well, actually, we played, different Godsmack covers at different times. Some of the songs are fun to play, but not a fan of Sully's voice.
All right. Well, that's all. Okay. But then I'm just going to list all these events coming up, and because the tickets are all on sale for these events. We'll repeat them every week. But November 4th, Seth Myers is going to be a fundraiser event at 8 o'clock. I don't remember what all the... first charity events, you go on New Arena Facebook page, you can find all the information.
Oh, good.
And then November 10th and 12th, Jurassic Live World Tour, obviously, it's the kids' shows. They'll be doing six shows for that.
Uh-huh.
If you're interested in bringing your kiddies down to New Arena. And then you got another rock and roll band. I bet you're a fan of this band. November 13th, Tool. You like that music?
I like Tool. I never loved Tool.
Oh, well, if you're a big fan, then come and play at 7:15.
I'm a casual fan.
And then
fan.
A couple weeks later, November 24th, I've seen this band, but not live. I just happened to work there. Trans-Siberian Orchestra at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. They're really good.
Yeah, they
this show is,
they come here every year for the holiday season.
Like COVID, obviously. Mm-hmm. December 9th, the Holly Pops. This is not really a big show anymore, but it's the Boston Pops. And I always remember that time I worked there one time, and they said, hey, Texas. And they called Mike. Obviously not Texas, Mike. They said, can you do a job where we need you to clean up the tables and, you know, put all the chairs away? But he said he didn't do much of that. He just sat down and ate a lot of food that people left behind. That story never gets old.
That story was old.
December 15th and 16th, professional bull riding is coming, Unleash the Beast. And they haven't released the times yet, but the me and Rocky went there a couple of years ago, believe it or not, when the new arena just basically opened from the COVID back in 2021. In the fall. And then this show I've seen before, it's not as good as it used to be, but still fun for the family. Harmon Goldfrater 2024 World Tour, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. December 28th. And this is way far away, but you can get tickets for all these fun shows. is at Disney on Ice again. Ugh. And they're going to be doing seven shows. And last year they had a big ruckus because there was a big snowstorm. And that's around that time people were all teed off because they couldn't go to the arena. They said, how can we then cancel the event, blah, blah, blah. They offered them tickets for another show. But people wrote a lot of bad stuff on Facebook about that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do, right? The fans, the people are already there, you know. It's hard to just reschedule all this stuff.
What
you
are
only
gonna...
come once a year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always in January, so it's always a crapshoot. The weather's going to be good or it's going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, speaking of disasters, I'm sure you've been following what's going on in the world of wrestling.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah, I can't believe that guy, Edge, went to AEW. What do you think of that move?
Yes, but he's no longer Edge. He is Adam Copeland, his real name, of course. I think it's cool.
They say he's going to be full-time, but I don't know how that's going to work out. He's almost 50 years old.
So he's in shape. It doesn't matter. The key is to stay in shape.
Yeah, that's a big coup for them, isn't it?
That is a big coup. And they get to use, because WWE, of course, does not own the rights to that song, Metalingus by Alter Bridge. He gets to use his regular theme music too. I think it's great.
We got a lady from AEW. I never heard of her. I should have wrote the name down, but they seem to be going back and forth. I don't think it really matters anymore. They go back and forth all the time now. I don't know. But anyways, I watched No Mercy the other day. I don't know if you haven't seen that one, NXT.
No, we have not watched. Good. We have not watched that, but I do enjoy NXT's events.
And Payback was pretty good too at the beginning of September. I don't know if I talked about that, but that's old news.
Yeah, that's old
news. But Fastlane's coming up. I don't think it's really going to be a good show. They got that crazy John Cena's back in town. Do you know why? And The Rock was there the other day because the people making movies are on strike.
Well, they were. The strike is over, but
his time is up.
His commitment.
Come on.
No, his time isn't up. His time is now. You can't see him. His time is now.
Another fun stat. Oh yeah, again, December 9th, they're gonna have deadline for NXT, and then of course, going forward, just sort of for interesting fact here, Elimination Chamber is not until February of next year, but it's gonna be in Australia. That's way far away.
Australia, that's a whole other continent.
But they're trying to get the name out, you know. Well, they are called WWE for a reason, you know.
That's right.
And then AEW is gonna try the next year. Well, if they're going to try for it, they're probably going to do it. They want a pay-per-view every month like the WWE does.
Yes.
And they're going to try to do their platform like on... They're trying to do a platform on Cinemax now or something.
Max. It used to be...
WWE has Peacock.
It's Max. It used to be HBO Max. Now they just call it Max.
Right. So they get a lot of money. They're not going anywhere anytime soon, that's for sure.
That's right.
Best time to be a wrestling fan if you like that stuff.
I agree.
Anyways, moving on to April Fushman here. We're going to play that song, Borrowed Time.
Uh-huh.
It's been out since August, believe it or not. And then, so you got a couple shows coming up here. We got some stuff coming up in Florida and in Pennsylvania and Tennessee, but we don't talk about those shows. But good for her. And she's going to have another show coming right around the corner here, September 24th. Tickets are available still at IndianRams.com. This is a big show. It's 8:30-11 shows at noon. The Zac Brown tribute band, Trailer Trash, sounds kind of funny, Garth Live and Annie Broth. Plus, she's got a big show coming up. And number 14, the only reason I say it now, you can get tickets Friday at 7:30. The Rex Theater, of all places, the Shannon Clark and the Sugar. And you can get tickets at PellTheater.org. Or you go on the Facebook page, probably find them there too. And then October 8th, you're playing the Bamling Brook Farm in Scarpling Lay, Maine. And that is mbright.com for tickets. So even though she don't have a lot of local shows, she's got some shows outside of New England, and that's great for her. Get her name out there, working hard.
She owes it all to you, I say.
I don't know about that. And then Katie Dobbins got that new song, Wild, and that's out on all the platforms. So we'll get to that song next week. It's been coming out since end of December. It was just right around the corner it came out.
Uh-huh.
And she's got some shows coming up, too. She's really killing it out there.
She's killing it.
Here we go. October 7th, the Warner's Fall Foliage Festival, Warner. In Warner, New Hampshire, obviously.
Oh, that's why they call it that must be why they call it the Warner Fall Foliage Festival.
Yeah, and then she's playing October 6th at the Beans Green North, B-I-E-R-G-A-R-T-E-N. I can't spell that one.
Beer Garden?
In Guilford.
Uh-huh.
At 5 p.m.
Okay.
And October 8th, he's playing at the Busker Fest Conway at 1:30. Then October 20th, he's playing. The tickets are needed. 7 o'clock at Songwriters in the Round in Lawrence, Mass. Then October 22nd, he's playing at Guilford, the Busy Design by Fall Festival event. And that's a free event at 4 o'clock. And he's way ahead of time, but he's still going to be doing it, obviously, in October now. So November 30th is a free event. The Courier Art Gallery at 5 p.m. They have it every Thursday.
Courier.
And then she's playing again on November 29th at 2 p.m. I'm sorry, November 29th and October 25th at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Songwriters Roundup, George Barber, and Mary Worth. And it's I can't spell that word. I mean, I can spell it, but I can't say it. IANGALIPAEAN at 7 p.m. Or you can go on her Facebook page and find out all the information. Facebook, Katie Dobbins. Then to wrap it up here.
We're wrapping it up.
Show there. Flip page. All right, in a couple of weeks we're gonna have that new song by April Mann McCarthy. You can get it on all platforms called Normal. And then Jasmine Mann's gonna be doing a show real quick, October 13th at the Wild Rover. You might have heard of that place. Up the street from your radio station, 7 and 9. And that's a free event. But always don't forget to tip your waiters, and they're doing their good job. So you're going to go to the restaurant, might as well deposit a few bucks on the tip. They work hard for that money.
They work hard for the money.
Right. And then I would always say, I always forget this part, so I'm not going to forget it this time. As I say, I'm part of the interruption on ESPN. We will try to do better the next time. That's all you can do, right?
I've heard you say that on many occasions, EZG.
I want to figure it out this time.
I'm glad.
So I guess that's it. I'll wrap it up. You guys have a good rest of your show.
All right. Thanks, EZG. Bye-bye. Wow. Well, that was something.
Boy, you should have known by now. Easy dope.
All right. Well, he did request this. And April Cushman, yes, very talented artist. We will play. This was EZG's request. And then we'll come back with some more show. But this is called Borrowed Time from the great April Cushman, one of the three, I guess there's four ladies now that EZG likes to feature during his entertainment report. But this is called Borrowed Time.
Could barely believe that 8 years had come and gone. He raised two kids in Dallas with his late wife Alice, and now those kids have babies of their own. With a tear in his eye, he gave me some advice. He said, time flies by, even when you least expect it. There ain't no way that you can stop it on a dime. So raise your babies like there's no tomorrow. People and places before me, and he swore he remembered everyone. He said, cherish every moment, 'cause before you know it, today. You Cause time flies by, even when you least expect it. There ain't no way that you can stop it on a dime. So raise your babies like there's no tomorrow, and love them like you're on borrowed time. Ooh, and love them like you're on borrowed time.
Come on down to the Hop Knot at 1000 Elm Street, Manchester's premier craft beer and gourmet pretzel bar. Tell us more, Trudy.
We make our dough fresh every day. We make a variety of styles of pretzels and serve craft beer, cocktails, and a few bottles of wine. We do the traditional pretzel, and we have multiple flavors for that. We also do stuffed pretzels, pretzel sandwiches, free dessert pretzels, and pretzel knots.
The Hop Knot in the Brady Sullivan Plaza at 1000 Elm Street.
Bring your kitchen to life with Queen City Cabinetry, located at 87 Elm Street in the historic Sunbeam Mall in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They can be reached at 603-222-2007 or on the web at queencitycabinetrynh.com. Come see the possibilities. Queen City Cabinetry, another proud sponsor of WMNH.
Clemento's Pizzeria, family friendly, awesome for a date night. Clemento's Pizzeria.
For delivery, call 603-782-8450.
Clemento's Pizzeria, the best pizza in town.
1875 South Willow Street in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Best cocktails around.
Come in as friends and leave as family.
This hour on WMNH is sponsored by CGI Business Solutions, located at 5 Dartmouth Drive in Auburn. They serve all your business needs, including employee benefits planning, corporate design and business administration, investments and wealth management, and customized business insurance solutions. Their phone number is 866-841-4600 or on the web at cgibusinesssolutions.com.
WMNH, rip the knob off.
Hey, everybody, this is Matt Connerton, Unleashed, and we're live from the studios of WMNH 95.3 FM in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, also on Comcast Channel 6 if you're in Manchester. And hello to our online listeners across the nation and around the globe. You can go to mattconnerton.com for all your live streaming options, social media links, contact info, show archives, etc., etc. It is Thursday, October 5, 2023. We just had Easy G's Entertainment Report, and we capped it off with Borrowed Time, a great song from the great April Cushman. But coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have Dan from the band DC Wolves Skyping in from Connecticut. Really looking forward to that. We played a couple of DC Wolves tracks at the beginning of the show today, and we're going to play another one in just a few minutes, and then we'll have Dan on with us via Skype. Really love their sound. Very much looking forward to speaking with them. We should mention, too, or with him, I'm not sure if Dan's going to have any other band members with him or if it's just going to be Dan. It might just be Dan. We shall see. But we should also mention, because it is Thursday, of course, Trivia Night at our amazing sponsor, the Hop Knot, at 1000 Elm Street. Trivia Night hosted by the great Broderick Lang. And I do recommend that you call ahead to reserve a spot. And actually, here's what Kenny put up on social media today. Spooky season is upon us, and trivia is back on tonight at the Hop Knot in Manchester, New Hampshire, per usual. All month long, we will be focusing even more than usual on horror, true crime, the supernatural, and all things macabre. Come on for our first October game. Little typo there. Some of this week's categories include October, witches, France, horror movie emojis, Tennessee, tormented moods, wine, and Hail Satan. Call ahead if you'd like to reserve a table. 603-232-3731. And again, and by the way, I was not saying Hail Satan, just so we're all clear. That's one of the categories. Is we're talking about The Exorcist yesterday. And don't forget, tomorrow is Eric's film review. Anyway, just to be clear, 603-232-3731 to reserve a spot. Trivia Night is a very popular feature at the Hop Knot, especially this time of year. So you will want to call ahead to reserve your spot. It starts at 7 p.m. sharp. So there you go. That is what is going on at the Hop Knot tonight. I will remind you, too, if you're just joining us, it is the first Thursday of the month, which means immediately after today's show, I will be doing my monthly call into the Dr. Kevin Show, which is on the Ohm Times Radio Network. And we talk about politics and current events from 6 to 7 p.m. the first Thursday of the month. So I always look forward to calling into him, into Dr. Kevin's show. That airs on the Ohm Times Radio Network, O-M, Ohm, ohmtimes.com. By the way, Jenny has just alerted me that John will be on the Skype call, too. So two members of DC Wolves, Dan and John, will both be with us. So excellent, excellent. We'll say hello to everybody in the Facebook live chat quickly before we do get to the top of the hour. Let's see who we have in here. John C. Hopwood is in the chat and says, if Donald Trump had a dog, even it would have turned on him, just like Ivanka. Oh my goodness, is that true? Well, you know, dogs have been in the news, or a dog, Commander, the dog of the Bidens. Apparently it keeps biting people, including Secret Service agents. So they're sending it somewhere to hopefully learn not to do that, I suppose. Isaac Banks is in the Facebook live chat. Isaac Banks, I believe, from Greensboro, North Carolina. Isaac says, good afternoon, Matt Connerton. EZG is in the Facebook live chat, of course. Jenny is in the chat and says, shalom, peeps. Isaac Banks says, good afternoon, Katie Chesney, hashtag Meredith Graves, hashtag Amber Carter, Justin Cox, Brandy Justice, and Trip Puckett. I was wondering if you can pick me up from the Lindley Park Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, of the rehearsal. I'm in the Inner Rhythm Choir at 8 p.m. until be over, please. I appreciate it. Hashtag everyone. Okay, so if anyone listening in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, be you any of these people or anyone else, Isaac Banks, if you could pick him up from the Lindley Park Baptist Church after rehearsal tonight. He's in the Inner Rhythm Choir. So if any of these people are around, if you wouldn't mind picking him up, please. He's a very loyal listener. We want to take care of him. Or if anyone, you know, anyone up here who wants to make the drive down to Greensboro, North Carolina, I don't know if he'll offer you gas money. I don't know. He might, you know. Let's see. Jenny was commenting earlier how much she loves the music of DC Wolves. Yes, yes, yes. Isaac Banks also says in the chat room, Matt Connerton, I was giving a shout to hashtag Katie Chesney, hashtag Meredith Graves, hashtag Amber Carter, hashtag Justin Cox, hashtag Brandy Justice, and hashtag Trip Puckett. Well, I certainly hope that one of those people can give you a ride this evening, Isaac Banks. Let's see. JFED is in the chat, of course, from the great state of Vermont, and says, good afternoon, everyone. Isaac Banks says, hello, JFED. How are you doing? What's up? And JFED responds, as the Fonz, hey. And Isaac Banks says, JFED, a.k.a. the Fonz, my man, if you can do is snap the fingers to get the ladies. That's right. That's right. All right. We're going to, we have a call. It's our friend Shannon is online. Hi, Shannon. I'm going to ask you to be quick because we do have an interview coming up. But what's on your mind?
Yeah. Easy... He can type you a message and you can read it off later, right?
Huh? What do you want me to do?
I'm going to try to get Easy some Queen City cupcakes.
Oh, very nice.
I just wanted to know if he wanted any particular kind.
Okay.
So if he could say, yeah, give me a cocoa or cannoli or, you know, that's all.
Okay.
And I had some excitement here today. I heated something up in my microwave.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at the microwave, and it went, it was all yellow. It looked like a sun in there, because I left my fork on the plate. It was kind of neat. Dangerous, but neat.
Yes.
That was fun.
Well, if you like the danger, pretty. I suppose. Well, good. I'm glad nothing exploded.
No. I opened the door right away, but anyway, yeah, after that happened, that was weird. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that's not supposed to do that.
No. All right, have fun. Good show.
All right, Shannon, thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, that was our friend Shannon. I'm glad no one's dead from the from an exploding microwave. Let's see. John C. Hopwood in the chat room says, new Exorcist movie is receiving egregious reviews. John also said, my internet connection has got Facebook in low res. I thought Matt was wearing a brassiere. No, I've never worn a brassiere, John, but thank you. Mike from Queen City Cabinetry joins us in the Facebook live chat. Another one of our great sponsors here at WMNH, Queen City Cabinetry in the historic Sunbeam Mall. Isaac Banks says, Matt Connerton, JFED is very good doing this impression of the Fonz. He is smart as he can ever be. Yes. And Isaac Banks also says, I would like to give a shout out to Victoria Piper from Greensboro, North Carolina, and lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. Hashtag Victoria Piper. I was wondering if you can give me a ride home from the rehearsal of Inner Rhythm Choir at Lindley Park Baptist Church and pick me up there until be over at 8 p.m. Please, if you be nice, you'll do this? I said, well, I hope so. I always say, if you can't count on hashtag Victoria Piper, who can you count on? Let's see. All right. Oh, and Isaac Banks also says, Matt Connerton, according to this, my mom don't drive at nights for the evenings very much. I see. So really, Victoria Piper is your best option because your mom can't pick you up. I understand. Carol Zaworowicz joins us in the Facebook live chat and says, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Carol. Also, Miriam Banish is in the Facebook live chat. Hello, Miriam. Isaac Banks also said, tomorrow evening, I will be performing for the Fall Dance Sunshine Club. St. Pius Catholic Church is performing, known as Eichmann Breezy, and I will be singing and dancing. Well, very nice. Now, if I could make a suggestion, Isaac Banks, assuming you're able to get hashtag Victoria Piper to give you a ride this evening, I would also say, just a suggestion that you just kind of casually mention something about tomorrow night, too. Maybe she'll offer to give you a ride tomorrow night as well. I'm not saying you should take advantage of her friendship, but I mean, you know, you're going to need a ride both nights, I assume. Kevin Doherty is in the Facebook live chat and says, get Easy his cupcakes. Yes, that's right. That's right. Cupcakes for Easy G. All right, here's what we're going to do because we are almost at the top of the hour, so we're going to take a break. We're going to play another great track from this this band, DC Wolves. And then when we come back, Dan and John from the band should be on Skype with us. They're Skyping in from the great state of Connecticut, the state of my birth. And really looking forward to talking to them. I love this band. I love this project. Really, really good stuff. So we're going to play this track. Paulie C. just joined us in the Facebook live chat and says, it's a known fact that St. Pius hated dancing. I didn't know that, Paulie C., but it's wonderful that we can get these theological insights. Paulie C., of course, host of Retro Spectrum Radio with Paulie C., which you can hear Friday nights from 8 to 11 p.m. tomorrow night. Friday is my favorite day of the week here at WMNH. Really look forward to that. And Paul was at the NHAB Awards last night, too, with Peter White and I think Matt Juno and Kyle Clayton all went together, I believe. I always call it the Channel 9 WGIR Awards, but yes, I'm sure they had a wonderful time. All right, let's do this. We're going to get to this track and then we're going to have those guys on Skype with us. This is called I Am Atomic from the band DC Wolves. Check this out. This is great stuff. I Am Atomic. Oh, that is good stuff. That is DC Wolves. And I think we've got both guys on Skype. Let's see. Dan, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can. Excellent. Excellent. And John, are you there?
Yep, I'm here as well.
Perfect, perfect. You just never know with Skype, with merging calls and everything, if it's all going to work out. There's a lot that can go wrong, so I'm relieved. Welcome to the show, guys. It's great to have you on. I love what you're doing. We've got, if you're just joining us, we have Dan and John from DC Wolves. They are Skyping in from, you're both in Connecticut, I assume?
Yep. That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to be at Swarmy Fest this year, coming up next month, right?
We will. We're very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward I was just going to say, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys live.
Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of interesting because we followed Septhys at least for a while because they have such an interesting online presence. You know, they're doing podcasts, they're doing all kinds of stuff. And so when we saw the announcement for it, we're like, oh, that would be kind of neat to get on. And here we are. they pointed us to you guys.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, very glad. Yeah, they do a lot. They're very good, you know, like you said, with their online presence. They're pretty advanced in that way, and it's wonderful to see. It's wonderful to have that association with them. They've been on the show a bunch of times, and we do feature a lot of their music. And Jenny and I, we were at last year's Swarmy Fest, and we're looking forward. In fact, I'm wearing the shirt today, and we're looking forward to being involved this year as well. So Dan, this started with you, right? Did this kind of, from what I was reading online, did this kind of grow out of a solo project that you were doing initially?
Right. So it started back in 2018. I was playing in another band at the time, but I was getting the itch to start writing on my own. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just wanted to kind of explore that a little more, and it was more of like a challenge to myself to see if I could do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, lo and behold, I was able to come up with, you know, a full length version of all the songs, and then, you know, slowly started putting the pieces of a band together. And, you know, that's how I got involved with John too. You know, he's helped me realize the whole vision, which is great.
Excellent. So John, now what do you do in the band? Because obviously, you know, it started with Dan, and then he credits you with really helping him put this together. So what's your role in DC Wolves, John?
So I play guitar. I basically pick up all the parts that Dan wrote that are too difficult to play and sing at the same time.
Yeah.
So he hands over all the heavier, the more intricate riffs to me. But like it's been really cool working with Dan. Like I've got a metal background, so this was completely different for me. And Dan and I met up because I was working on a different project, and that project didn't work out. But Dan was looking for a guitar player for this, and I was like, you know what? This seems really cool. I want to see if this works. So I learned a couple songs, met up with the guys, and end up joining up, and really love it.
Excellent. Yeah. Is that the leads? Is that all you? Are you doing all the leads, the solos?
Dan's like live. I do, but I'm not on any of the recordings. Dan did all the recordings himself.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, Dan, I love those solos. They're really melodic and very, very tasteful.
Thank you. I took a lot of David Gilmour inspiration because he's not necessarily... I mean, he's technically proficient, but not like you'd say like a metal guitar player. But his lines tend to talk. You know, you could go and you could sing a David Gilmour solo.
True.
And so I took that as kind of how I wanted to do it. You know, it's not too complex, but it's also something that you could hum along to.
Yeah, I forget who I heard say it, but there's somebody I heard say once, I wish I could remember who it was. Oh, maybe it was David Gilmour. But somebody said that as a lead player, part of what you should try to do is tell another part of the story. You know, whatever the story is that the lyrics are telling, when your solo comes up, you want that to be more of the story and not something that's kind of... Because, you know, the way some guitarists approach it, they're not concerned with that. And it ends up being this whole other thing that doesn't necessarily sound like it's part of the story, which is fine, obviously. Doesn't matter. But it sounds like what you're doing, it really kind of fits with the verses in the way that you're continuing the story. At least that's how my ears sort of interpret it. And maybe it was David Gilmour who had said that. I don't know. But
He's definitely a master of capturing the mood of a song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's my favorite part of Pink Floyd, because to be honest with you, I've never been a big Pink Floyd fan, only because a lot of those songs, I'm just only there for the solo. You know, like a song like Comfortably Numb, to be honest with you, it kind of bores me a little bit, except I'm there for the solo. Do you know what I mean? I know most people love Pink Floyd. I just love David Gilmour, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? Or
that's a hard one for me, because honestly, I'm there for the entire thing. Like,
yeah,
my favorite Pink Floyd song is Echoes. So take that what you will, man.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm the weird one. I know that, because I'm probably the only person who's ever said that. I'm just there for the solos. Anybody else, you know, they're there for the whole thing. But no, I mean, I respect Pink Floyd, of course, and all the members. But I love a good Pink Floyd solo. Can you tell me about Dan? Did you write all these songs yourself, or did John have a part in that, or tell me about the songwriting process?
Sure. So in the songs that are out right now, those were all just me. So I the only, with the exception of the drums, because I can write drums on a keyboard, I can play some simple stuff, but yeah, ultimately in the recordings I had somebody come in and work with me. Now on future recordings, we're working on stuff as a group now. It's time, you know, I like the process of working on my own,
mm-hmm,
but there's something about collaborating with other people and sharing ideas that's really exciting, and it's just great to be in a room with people who are all excited about the same thing as you work on it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of songwriting process, I tend to start with the idea of what I want the song to sound like before I've even written anything. So, you know, on an album like Predator, which is probably a lot of the songs that you're going to be sharing tonight, you know, I'll start with, okay, I want something to start this section of the album off with a bang, or okay, let's get a little introspective or slower, or I want something with a better beat. So say if I want to have something with a beat, I'll start with the bass and drums as opposed to guitar riffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of work off that way. So if I get something really thumping, I can kind of build the song from there. And also focusing on mood. Do I want it to be slow? Do I want it to be sad? Do I want it to be upbeat and fun? You know, that's kind of where I come from.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear you explain it, because it sounds like a really different approach than the way a lot of songwriters do it. A lot of people I talk to, you know, it's kind of like a melody occurs to them, or some lyrics occur to them, and then they go from there. But it sounds like you're really kind of building it from the ground up, in the sense that when you're writing a song, you know, you're starting with things like, you know, what the mood is, or what the, you know, what the beat's going to be, and you're kind of really just starting at the very bottom and just kind of building up. It's interesting. Have you always approached it that way? Because you've been at this a while, obviously, with different projects before you really started with DC Wolves. So has the process changed at all over the years?
It has, and I wasn't always a songwriter. For a long time, I was the bass player in several bands. And so I think a lot of my songwriting comes from that, where I'm starting with what rhythm is going to work under what people are playing over the top of things. You know, what are the guitar players doing, and what can I make that's interesting to listen to but still kind of covers, you know, a rhythm kind of guitar part? Because the way my previous band worked, we had me as a bass player and the drummer kind of filling the rhythm section, and our guitar player would not solo, but he would use a lot of effects and make kind of soundscapes.
Yeah.
So I kind of started with that, because I would take whatever he was doing on guitar and try to make some kind of mood out of that.
Okay.
And it just kind of evolved from there. You know, I learned a lot about songwriting from the other people that I worked with. And so eventually I started getting the itch on my own. And, you know, you go with what you know. I was never taught formally. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how I learned, and that's how I continue to work.
Yeah, I love these. Like I said, I love all the tracks that you sent us. I played a couple of them at the start of the show today, and you were getting a great response too in the Facebook live chat. How do you describe your sound to people who haven't heard it? Because it's, you know, I can hear a mix of influences, but I can't think of, your vocals remind me of somebody, but I can't quite place who it is. But I can't think of another band, at least that I've heard recently, that you really sound quite like. I think there is a uniqueness to your sound. So how do you describe it to people who've never heard you?
I guess I would I'd stick to probably the hard rock realm, because I have a lot of, you know, when I was really catching on to music, that was like the nu metal era, right?
Yeah.
So grunge had just happened, and then the late 90s and all of those bands, Stone Temple Pilots and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of specific, but I would kind of describe it as stoner rock
yeah.
a little bit, because I tend to like to write a lot of riffs.
Yeah.
And I also like to have the melody, so I can write some very, you know, hard hitting riffs, but also be singing over with as catchy as I can come up with of a vocal line. So it's kind of balancing the line between rock and metal.
Okay.
It's kind of somewhere in between, and that's kind of where I like to go with it.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, John? Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah, I would definitely. It's definitely we're I don't know. I think the realm that we're in, it's like we're kind of a throwback to a lot of 90s stuff, but we also have some like some parts that are definitely influenced by newer bands as well.
Yeah.
So it definitely falls in the realm of like alternative rock, but it's on the harder edge.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound, you know, I definitely hear the 90s influence, but it sounds, you know, it sounds modern and contemporary. It doesn't sound like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, to me, it doesn't sound like something that you would necessarily put to any particular era. You know what I mean? Which is, and I mean that as a compliment. It doesn't sound like it's from necessarily any one specific time. You know, if you told me that this came out in the 90s, I would have believed you. But if I had no idea that it had been recent and you told me, yeah, this came out recently, I would also believe you. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it does. It does. And I think that makes a lot of sense because, you know, one of the first concerts I went to with my parents was Tom Petty. They brought me to Moody Blues and like a bunch of those bands. And then start getting into, as I growing up, the 90s, you know, I was a little late on that. So kind of on the tail end of the 90s, but also, you know, Nirvana, of course, and Pearl Jam is still kicking and doing their thing. But then more modern bands, Queens of the Stone Age, Arctic Monkeys, you know, lots of untold metal bands.
Yeah, yeah, and I can hear the Queens of the Stone Age influence certainly just as one example. But and by the way, so this is now Predator is your sophomore release, right? With this project, so there was something before Predator for this band.
Yes, there was. You've Been Careless was the first one. That was my first foray into that, and
okay.
That was. I want to say 2019. And then pandemic happened kind of around the time I was working on Nighthawk, which was just an EP that's about four tracks. And then Predator was recorded while things were, you know, everyone's masking up and all that. So
yeah,
it was an interesting time. It was very creative. And I think that's partly because it was kind of a shitty road.
Oh,
he's bad time.
It's all right. We're on a delay. I caught it. Yeah, that's been it's been a consistent subject that comes up on the show when talking with musicians is how, you know, the pandemic obviously was terrible, but we have to find these silver linings where we can. And one of the silver linings is it really a lot of creativity and a lot of great work came out of that time period. And I always say, too, you know, as bad as it was, we are fortunate in a sense. It sounds strange to say it this way, but we're fortunate in a sense that it happened when it did, because if it had happened 20 years earlier or even 10 years earlier before we had as much technology as we have now, I think it would have been much more difficult for musicians and other creative people, too, to really produce a lot of work, you know?
Yeah,
Without doubt. 10 years ago, you didn't have any of the capabilities you got now. Like, technology is really springboarding the last decade. Mm-hmm. Like, most people have home recording studios now. You didn't have that 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the ability to, you know, easily just email tracks back and forth if you're, you know, working on a song remotely with people, and or get on Zoom. And, you know, something we saw a lot at the height of the lockdowns is, you know, some of these classic bands, you know, getting on Zoom together and doing live performances together from different remote locations. Yeah, it just incredible, the creativity that came out of it. So like I said, we have to find these silver linings where we can. But yeah, so now, so are you already working on new material now that you're working as a band, and the two of you guys plus the other guys in the band? Are you have you already started recording new material, or are you still kind of promoting Predator?
So we're at the point where we're just about done with the demos. It's going to be another EP, another four songs,
cool.
And we are working on the scheduling piece.
Okay.
So working out with the studio when we can get in there and make it happen. So we're very close to getting started with that.
Excellent. And this will be all four of you on the new EP?
That's correct.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, you know, a lot of great bands, you know, start with one person, and then it starts out a solo project, and then it grows into something else. So it's cool to see. I mean, you know, Foo Fighters being the obvious example. So was that kind of the goal from the beginning with this, when you started this DC Wolves, as when you started doing this by yourself, was it always the idea in your mind that, you know, you would bring in somebody like John and bring in some other people, and that it would grow into a band? Did you know that from the beginning, or did it start out as, you know, we're going to see where it goes?
I think it was more of a, we'll see where it goes. And as we kind of got more comfortable with each other, it just seemed to make sense. And I really like, like I indicated before, I really missed the collaborative process of working with other people. And then, you know, the way we're doing it right now is we're writing a lot of parts on our own, and sending them. Yeah. As you said, we use Dropbox all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we have our whole project folders in there. And then getting together when it's time for practice, and then we play it live in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And by then we've already constructed most of the song. And, you know, it's actually really exciting to write things that way, because you all get together and get to hear it firsthand the way you always imagined it in your head.
Right. And did the two of you work together? You might have mentioned this already, forgive me, but did the two of you work together musically prior to DC Wolves? Is that how you knew each other, or?
And we met through a project that I was working on. It was like a doom metal project, and Dan came down to try out for vocals. And unfortunately, just the pairing of everybody together in that project, it petered out pretty quick after that. That's like when I contacted Dan, was like, hey, you know, I kind of got the itch to play live. It was like right after lockdown started getting lifted and everything. And so I hit up Dan and was like, hey, man, you looking for a guitar player? Because I think I can play this stuff.
Hmm. Cool. There you go. And then how quick did it come together with the other guys?
If I remember right, and correct me if I'm wrong, John, the time you were the last piece of the puzzle that we needed.
Yeah.
I think we had Joe, the drummer, and I had already been playing together pre-pandemic a little bit.
Oh.
And we had kind of constructed a band. We had done a three-piece for a short time, which was difficult. As John indicated, it's tough to play all of the guitar parts and sing at the same time. You really don't get any break when you're doing that. So pandemic happened, no band for a little while, got back together with Joe, and then recruited Andy on bass, who is also contributing a lot of the background vocals. John was the last piece of the puzzle.
Excellent. Very good. And we have a call. I think EZG is on the line. I think he has a question for you guys, and I think I can guess what it might be. EZ, is that you?
I haven't called up during one of your rock and roll sessions here. I was just wondering if the band has ever played in Canada.
I knew that was going to be the question. You guys ever play in Canada?
We would love to play in Canada. I don't know about John having a passport, but I do.
I'd get one pretty quick.
Oh, there you go. Does that answer your question, EZ?
Yeah, okay. That's my only question. You guys have a great
All right, thank you.
Come and play Canada.
Yeah.
Canada's a big country. Where would you like us to play?
Yeah. That's not a part.
Yeah. I've always heard Montreal is a really good metal scene, but I don't know.
Oh, I love Montreal.
Yeah. There you go.
We visited.
What's that? What'd you say?
It's a great thing. I used to work for a bunch of metal record labels, and I went through Montreal a bunch of times on different tours, and it is a great metal city. Like, they love metal there.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been, but that's what I've always heard. So you've got some other. Do you still work in the music industry, John?
No. I work at a tattoo shop now.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Very good. Well, that's cool. That's, you know, you get to do something else that's also creative. Very cool. How long did you what did you do for these labels?
I worked as a merchandiser for a bunch of bands. I worked for Century Media Records and worked for Candlelight Records for a handful of years in the early 2000s, and kind of got burnt out from it, and then stopped doing music for a bunch of years, and then met Dan kind of when I was trying to get my foray back into it. So
excellent, excellent. Working for Century Media, that must have been cool.
Well, it was awesome. At the height that I was doing it, they were just massive, and everybody that worked there was so much fun. Like, they had a bunch of record labels under the same roof, so you had the entire Century Media family. You had Abacus Records, Nuclear Blast USA was under the same label as them, and then there was three other subsidiaries I can't remember the name of, but everybody worked in the same building. It was really awesome.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. How long did you work for them?
About 4 years.
4 years, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I had we had Conrad Ware on the show, who worked at what was the name? He was in Boston. He worked at a big label in Boston, and now the name escapes me. But he kind of he did what you did and a merchandiser, and but he said it's so funny. He said the same thing. He loved it, but he got to a point where he just got burnt out with it. But yeah, the industry will do that to you.
Well, it was like at that time I had an apartment I was renting in Massachusetts and an apartment I was renting in California, and I wasn't there for like 9 months out of the year in each place. So I was like, why am I spending all this money on these places? I need to settle down and get my finances in order. And that was like part of the burnout too. Like, being on the road's rough, man. Like, it really kicks the crap out of you after a while.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I have a little bit of experience with that, and it's not as glamorous as people think.
No, it's not. It's a lot of legwork.
Yeah, you're not flying around on a private jet and you know, just having fun. That's for sure.
A lot of standing around, a lot of waiting around, and then when it's time to go, you got to go.
Exactly, exactly. So what?
Fast food too.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. It's not the healthiest lifestyle, certainly.
Yeah, living at gas station food.
So what's kind of the long term? Do you guys have a long term trajectory for DC Wolves? Do you have any specific goals? Are you looking to go on tour or anything like that? Or what's the plan? Or is there a plan?
Well, I think for next year we're looking to do some short tours and really get out there. I mean, this was more or less a building year. You know, we spent time getting the band together, the four of us gelling, and then, you know, played a bunch of shows this year. And now, as we're starting to write, you know, once we actually have that EP together and ready to release, you know, it's time to get out there and actually show some people. So, you know, I think New England, Pennsylvania, New York, some of those areas are probably make the most sense to start with.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Are all four of you guys in Connecticut? Are you all kind of close to each other geographically?
Two of us in Connecticut and two of us are in Massachusetts. So Joe is in Westfield and Andy is up in the Worcester area. So he's got a bit of a haul.
Yeah, yeah. Not worth it though. I love your sound. I love what you guys are doing. By the way, it might be an odd question. I'm probably the only interviewer who asks, guests this, question, but there's a reason. So I really like your website. Do you guys, does one of you do the website, or who does the website?
So I actually work with a, PR I don't want to call it a firm because it's a single person.
Yeah.
But I have a PR person that actually does a lot of the social media and website design and that kind of stuff. And it's somebody I worked with that I started working with when I was still doing it on my own because, you know, I was writing and producing all this music, but it was kind of a lot for one person to then also be spending time online doing posts and doing all this stuff. So I got connected with her, and this is Noisegate PR is what they're called. Goes by her name is Nao, and she's done a great job. She, you know, we have regular meetings talking about, okay, here's our release plan, what's coming up, what shows are coming up, you know, making sure that we're getting all the flyers out there and the event invites, and she's always looking for opportunities to, you know, get on and shows like this, for instance. And we just work great together, so I can't take credit for the design of the website. So it's her. Like, I help out with the info, but that's about it.
That's great. And shout out to her. There's really two reasons I bring it up. One is, so I'm a web designer myself, so I look at and I analyze websites a lot. But number two is, I see a lot of artists who have websites that are not great. So when I see a band with a website that I think is really good, I just have to say, you know, well done. Well done, Nao. This is a really good website. So I'm a website nerd. What can I say?
So, I appreciate it. And I think it's a great tool to even if it's not the main page, because a lot of people find artists on Spotify or YouTube or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a great tool to have, that you can have all of your links to everything you've got available, not to mention things like, you know, say an EPK. So an EPK being a collection of information that you would send out to a publisher or an interviewer or something like that, that might have articles about you or reviews and a collection of videos and those kinds of things. So it's really like, it ends up being a marketing hub in a way.
Oh, absolutely. It's so critical, more than some people realize. And the pictures are really good too. Now, does she do your press photos too?
No, we've worked with various photographers, but I have always liked to work with people in the area to kind of support different artists in all kinds of different areas. So, you know, some of the artwork and stuff has been used by graphical designers that we know, or in some cases even companies like Fiverr. So photographers, we've used various ones in the area. We've tried different people for all kinds of different sets of photos, and you know, it's great. You gotta support the scene.
Yep. Absolutely. And it's worth doing, not only to support the scene, but it helps your presentation online as well. And it, this is really good. I'm very impressed. So I just wanted to say that, I wish everybody that I interviewed put as much time and importance into that part of it. So excellent.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, this has been wonderful. And I'm going to let you go in a couple of minutes. I'm going to play another one of your great tracks, Lie Down. This is another one that I absolutely love. But before we do that, so obviously we were just talking about it, dcwolves.com. All the links are there to all your social media and Spotify and all of that. Anything else you want our listeners to know? You got any shows coming up this weekend? Obviously, you're going to be at Swarmy Fest. That's next month. But really looking forward to that. But anything coming up in the meantime, too, that you want our listeners to be aware of?
Swarmy Fest is going to be the next one for us. And then after that, we're getting back to recording. We've got some personal stuff going on in the meantime. So we do have to make time for our own lives.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well, all of this, I mean, this is more time consuming than people might realize, you know, writing and recording music and playing shows and everything. It's funny, people who have never been a musician, I'm sure you encounter this, don't realize how much work that it really is. But kind of like what we were talking about earlier, it's not all glitz and glamour. There's a lot that goes into it. So, all right. Well, we'll let you go. Dan and John, thank you both so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I am a big fan. Can't wait to see you live at Swarmy Fest next month. That's going to be amazing. But I really love your sound. And like I said, I can't think of anybody who's doing it quite like you're doing it right now. I can't think of anybody else out there who I think quite has your sound. So that's cool too. It's good to hear something, you know, something that's unique. But thank you guys so much. We'll let you go. I'm going to play this track, Lie Down. And I will see you next month at Swarmy Fest. So thanks, guys.
Sounds great.
Forward to meeting you.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, wonderful. That was Dan and John from DC Wolves. And let's play this track, and then we'll come back with the balance of our show, our final segment coming up. But listen to this. This is Lie Down from DC Wolves here on Matt Connerton Unleashed. To the Hop Knot at 1000 Elm Street, Manchester's premier craft beer and gourmet pretzel bar. Tell us more, Trudy.
We make our dough fresh every day. We make a variety of styles of pretzels and serve craft beer, cocktails, and a few bottles of wine. We do the traditional pretzel, and we have multiple flavors for that. We also do stuffed pretzels, pretzel sandwiches, free dessert pretzels, and pretzel knots.
The Hop Knot in the Brady Sullivan Plaza at 1000 Elm Street.
Bring your kitchen to life with Queen City Cabinetry, located at 87 Elm Street in the historic Sunbeam Mall in Manchester. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They can be reached at 603-222-2007 or on the web at queencitycabinetrynh.com. Come see the possibilities. Queen City Cabinetry, another proud sponsor of WMNH.
Clemento's Pizzeria, family friendly, awesome for a date night. Clemento's Pizzeria.
For delivery, call 603-782-8450.
Clemento's Pizzeria, the best pizza in town.
1875 South Willow Street in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Best cocktails around.
Come in as friends and leave as family.
This hour on WMNH is sponsored by CGI Business Solutions, located at 5 Dartmouth Drive in Auburn. They serve all your business needs, including employee benefits planning, corporate design and business administration, investments and wealth management, and customized business insurance solutions. Their phone number is 866-841-4600 or on the web at cgibusinesssolutions.com.
WMNH, rip the knob off.
You are listening to WMNH 95.3.
The commander, to the supreme leader, Mezzo Capitan.
Welcome back. It's Matt Connerton Unleashed as we cruise into our final segment today on the program here from the studios of WMNH 95.3 FM in glorious downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, also on Comcast Channel 6. If you are in Manchester, and hello to all of our online listeners across the nation and around the globe, you can go to my website, mattconnerton.com, for all your live streaming options, social media links, contact info, show archives, etc., etc. Today is Thursday, October 5, 2023. So nice to have you all with me. By the way, thank you again, of course, to Dan and John from the band DC Wolves. We just played another one of their tracks, Lie Down, and I love that band. We are going to play one more, by the way, to end today's program in just a little bit, but great sound, and really, like I said to them too, I can't think of anybody currently who sounds quite like them. It's really, really good. So, Dan Patrick Cahill is in the Facebook live chat and says, thank you so much for having us. My pleasure. My pleasure. What a cool band. So really enjoy that a lot. I like their music and can't wait to see them at Swarmy Fest. That is coming up. That's just, I think, just under a month away. November 4th, I believe, at Jewel, and Jenny and I will be there as we were last year, but that's why I'm wearing the shirt today for those of you watching online. So Sepsis, of course, headlining, a lot of great bands there. Really looking forward to that. So that is not far away now. So thanks again to those guys. Also, I want to remind you, because it is the first Thursday of the month, which means as soon as this show is over, I will be grabbing my cell phone and calling into the Dr. Kevin Show, as I do the first Thursday of every month. The Dr. Kevin Show airs on the Ohm Times Radio Network, OM as in Ohm, ohmtimes.com. And we talk about politics and current events from 6 to 7 p.m. And I enjoy that. Always look forward to that. And it's great for you if you want an extra hour of me, as long as you don't mind sharing me with Dr. Kevin. So I don't know what we'll talk about. Hasn't been much in the news lately. I kid, of course. So that is coming up. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, we have Eric Pilcher's classic film review. And this week, the subject is The Exorcist. which we've been talking about a lot lately. So that will be tomorrow. And also, we have some great guests coming in tomorrow from the Immigration Rights Network. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow on the show. So very interested. That's a subject I'm very interested in. Melanie just joined us in the Facebook live chat. Melanie La Liberty from the great state of Vermont says, man, I super suck at getting here on time lately. Well, that's okay, Melanie, because if you miss any part of the live show, it will be up shortly after at WMNHradio.org and at my website, mattconnerton.com. And you can enjoy it on demand at your leisure, if you will, if you are not able to be a part of the live show or all of the live show. But if you would like to be a part of the live show in real time right now, the studio line is open, 603-250-6007, 603-250-6007. You can also text me at 617-917-4476. I'm on social media at Matt Connerton. You can email me, matt@mattconnerton.com. And of course, you can interact and opine in the Facebook live chat. But the best thing to do so that we can hear and enjoy your dulcet tones is to give us a call at 603-250-6007, 603-250-6007. You know, we've been talking a lot lately on the show about Bob Menendez, Senator of New Jersey, who's been in some trouble. Did you know his wife killed somebody? Yeah. This happened back in 2018. It was apparently a hit and run that, didn't get a whole lot of attention, or maybe not, I mean, it got some attention, but maybe not sufficient attention from law enforcement. This Bob Menendez story, it just, there just continues to be more and more wrinkles to it. And what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to play you a little bit of audio. This is from Lawrence O'Donnell's show on MSNBC last night. He delivered a pretty scathing takedown of Menendez and his wife, Nadine, I believe is her name. I mean, this is something we're learning about on top of everything else, all the ethics trouble. Oh, hello to Glenn R.J. Willett, the people's mayor, by the way, who I see in the Facebook live chat. But, I mean, I could read what he said, but I think we should play this, let you hear it in his own words. This is how Lawrence O'Donnell apparently opened his show last night on MSNBC.
The life of indicted New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is much darker than we realized. The breaking news of the day is that Robert Menendez's wife killed someone.
Senator, there's a report that your wife was potentially involved in a hit and run back in 2018. Do you have any comment on that?
That was a tragic accident, and obviously we think of the family.
He's lying. They don't think of the family. They have never communicated with the dead man's family in any way. In December of 2018, Robert Menendez's girlfriend, who was on her way to becoming his second wife, hit a pedestrian who was crossing the street at 7:30 p.m. and killed him. His name was Richard Koop. He was 49 years old. The New York Times reports today, quote, his body was thrown to the curb just steps from his home and badly mangled. The police reports indicate she was never tested for drugs or alcohol and was allowed to leave the scene not long before Mr. Koop was declared dead at a nearby hospital. Richard Koop's sister told the New York Times, quote, the family really has had serious concerns over what we felt was a very sparse, one-sided investigation. We felt that the whole thing was very silently swept under the rug. The only problem Mrs. Menendez seemed to face after she killed someone was how to replace the damaged car. According to federal prosecutors, Robert Menendez and his wife took a bribe in the form of a $60,000 Mercedes-Benz C300 convertible to replace the damaged car. The indictment of Robert Menendez and his wife contains a text message from her saying, all is great, exclamation point. I'm so excited to get a car next week, exclamation point. The indictment says she told the man who was bribing them that she would, quote, Never forget this. So, you've killed a man with a car, and you are so excited to get a car next week. Not even slightly traumatized about driving, not in any way. And the thing you say you will never forget is the bribe that got you the car, not the man you killed. The indictment contains a text message that seemed creepy enough when all we knew it was describing was an alleged bribe. But now that we know that it is the reward Mrs. Menendez got after killing someone, it reads as sickeningly perverse. She wrote to New Jersey's senior senator, "Congratulations, mon amour de la vie. We are the proud owners of a 2019 Mercedes." She got that car only because she killed someone with her previous car, and she calls herself a proud owner of the new car, the bribe car. And while she's at it, she congratulates her future husband, the senator, for taking what federal prosecutors call a bribe, for which they are now both criminal co-defendants who have pleaded not guilty.
So there you have it. That's the latest on Bob Menendez and his wife, Nadine, who, you know, may be on their way to prison because, you know, see, sometimes that's what happens is you know, somebody's charged with something. And, you know, we can talk about other examples, but we don't have a lot of time left on today's show. But sometimes, you know, someone's charged for something and investigated for something, and then you find out, you start finding out all these other sort of tangential details about things that they've done, and you realize that it's so much worse than you might have thought. And part of why I say that is, as I reflect back on, because when the story first broke about Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey, about him being indicted and, you know, being charged with various bribery schemes and so forth, related to what he had already been charged with back in 2017, and it was a hung jury, so he was never convicted of anything. And I remember talking about that on the show at the time. I think that was one of the first subjects on the show since I had started doing the show here at WMNH. I even remembered we were in the old studio upstairs. And so I remembered all of that vividly. And then Bob Menendez, he was, again, it was a hung jury. So, you know, he wasn't convicted of anything, but wasn't acquitted either. So then that was the end of that. And of course, now it's all come back around and there's new charges and so forth. Most of it related to what he had been charged with before, but not exactly, of course. And now we're learning all this other stuff, but that's what tends to happen when you, and that's why, you know, you hear these expressions like where there's smoke, there's fire. Sometimes there's fires you didn't expect to find. And then what I always tell people though, is that we have to keep this in mind is this is a great example. See, we never would have known, the general public, we never would have known that any of that had happened had it not been for Bob Menendez and his wife, Nadine, because they are co-defendants, co-conspirators in their bribery, their partners in crime, as we say. You know, we wouldn't know about this story had these other charges not happened. And it sounds like, from what I was reading earlier, because Lawrence O'Donnell, he doesn't get into all the details there. That was just the opening segment on his show. But, you know, it sounds like they, like the police in that area, they did, this is my impression from what I read. We'll learn more in the coming days, I'm sure. But it sounds like they kind of did the bare minimum of what they had to do to look like they were sufficiently investigating this, you know, because you want to sort of placate the family of the dead person, Mr. Coop. Again, from their perspective, but so, you know, and mollify them, but also, and you want the community to feel like you have sufficiently done your job while at the same time not actually doing anything to upset Senator Menendez and his future wife, because this is what I always say. It is, we have a system, not on paper, not by the letter of the law, but we do have a system, implicitly, an unspoken sort of system in this country, where the wealthy, the powerful, the elite, we try not to hold them accountable. And when I say we, what I really mean is, it's just, I'm talking in a broad sense about the system. We as individuals who would be probably charged with manslaughter or something for, you know, I mean, I assume she didn't intentionally run the man over, but she did. She killed him. That's an undisputed fact here, right? She killed him. But the wealthy, the powerful, the elite largely are protected from being held accountable for what they do. And this is just another example of it. And it's something to just be aware of. We have, there are certain elements that allow for that to happen. Part of it is, and this might sound like a tangent, but it really isn't. Part of it is, you know, I talk a lot about how, and I have for all the years I've been doing this show, about my distaste for this binary two-party system that we have. Because what happens is, when it comes to accountability and holding people accountable for what they do, and Bob Menendez is a professional politician, obviously, a Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey. In our system, when it comes to holding politicians accountable, with exceptions, and Menendez is turning out to be an exception, right? So there are exceptions, but generally, broadly speaking, Republicans only want to hold Democrats accountable, and Democrats only want to hold Republicans accountable. And like I've always said, imagine if you worked at a company, some sort of a corporation, and you were in middle management, and maybe you don't have the ethics and morals required to keep yourself from somehow being abusive or untoward or unprofessional with people in lower management, people who work beneath you. But imagine what you could get away with as a middle manager if you didn't have ethics and morals. Imagine what you might be able to get away with if you knew for a fact that in upper management, only 50% of the people in upper management would actually ever be interested in holding you accountable for your malfeasance, because the other 50% would be willing to look the other way or do whatever they have to do to actually protect you, right? Well, that's how it is in American politics. Part of the reason why the wealthy, the elite, the powerful, why they're able to get away with what they do is, very often, again, I'm speaking in politics specifically, really only 50% of Americans, of those who are paying attention to any of this, only 50% of them are interested in holding that individual accountable. The other 50% will use whataboutism or excuses or justifications or rationalizations for that person's behavior, or say, oh, it's just fake news or whatever it is, right? So that's only, I'm not saying that that's the whole reason why the elite are so well protected. That's actually only a very small part of it, but it is a part of it. It is a part of it. And so that's just another example of why we have to break that sort of mental partisan logjam that people love to be in so much in their little ideological bubbles, where they think that everyone they don't like is a bad person in some way, but everyone they do like walks on water. When in reality, there's a lot of evil to go around. Okay, we are just about out of time. We are going to close with one more track from this great band. Thank you again to DC Wolves for joining me today. Really loved having them on. And the only one we haven't played yet on this show of the tracks that Dan sent me is Nighthawk. So we will close with that. Another great track from DC Wolves. If you miss any part of today's show, it'll be up in just a little bit at WMNHradio.org and on my website, mattconnerton.com. And I'm going to wrap up here, and I'm going to call Dr. Kevin. Do my monthly appearance on the Dr. Kevin Show on the Ohm Times Radio Network. And that's going to do it for us for now. I will talk to you all a little bit later. Bye, everybody.
Tonight I've wild thoughts in my mind. Slip away, come and play. A night hop biding its time. Wide awake, seeking prey. And I need to sink my talons deep in your veins. All of my love, I am the way out. A beckoning song, you hear me call out. Till the morning finds you. Take it slow, insatiable. You'll be undone. Come take the plunge. I'm gonna pick my teeth with your bones.